Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. We'll surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards of Football. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. Today, we're going to have a special video. So we're going to highlight a Grambling alum who passed on this past Sunday, Mr. Ben Williams, outstanding baseball player. He played the position of catcher. And today, joining me to give our comments about this great individual of Grambling State University will be Mrs. Aisha Cooper, alumni president here locally in the Atlanta metro area. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. And special thanks to our producer, Mr. Logan Landis, for making it happen today. So let's get started. We're going to talk about this legend, Mr. Ben Williams. How you doing this evening, Ms. Cooper?
Yes. Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Okay, let's get it started here on 100 Yards of Football. Ben Williams was a great, great man, loved the University of Grambling State University. Tell us out there something that you find very interesting about his career being a Grambling State alum.
You know, I think one of the things that's most evident about the career that Mr. Williams had and the life that he led and the example that he set for us is his tenacity. I think, you know, he had a very gentle spirit. He was very, very full of life. And for me, as we're, you know, talking about him, dang, it's just very, it's coming full sanctuary at the Ralph Garr Classic. And so, you know, I'm just thinking about our conversation that I last had with him. And, you know, how full of life and how positive and upbeat that he really was and the way he carried himself. And I think from his career, looking at just not just the baseball side of it, but he was recruited also for football as well. But I think just looking at the life that he lived, it was definitely one of an example of, you know, following your passions and your dreams and making a difference in the communities that you're around and you're a part of. And he did that at every level. And every, you know, milestone, every step, every part of his life from high school all the way through college and into his education career.
Then how was his time you feel off the field was impacted?
You know, off the field, Mr. Williams was an amazing man. He was very, very humorous. He always had a smile on his face, much like the picture we have on him now. But he really cared about the disenfranchised. You know, he went on to be an educator after his time in majors with baseball. He went on to be an educator, and that was special needs children amazing. And so off the field, you know, he actually was one of the champions for Special Olympics, for children that are involved in Special Olympics. And myself being a track athlete, you know, Olympics and track are going hand in hand. And so the heart he has to just be with the children and really reach out to them is something I think will live on as part of his legacy of what he left here for, to speak well of him and the passion that he had and how he looked at children as the future and really wanted to give them, you know, his best so they could be their best.
Okay, we got our social media guy, Mr. Logan Landis, told me before the show today he'd like to say some things about Mr. Williams. Mr. Landis, you're on board, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, Mr. Turner. So two comments about Mr. Benjamin Williams, the legend that was. So first off, on the field, we all know he was a spectacular baseball player. Played the catching position, was on a team at Grambling that went a phenomenal 33-1. And as we all know, he went to the Cincinnati Reds minor league organizations and was beat out by not just some guy you've never heard of, but one of the best catchers, not just in Cincinnati Reds history, but in baseball history, had a chance to play with Johnny Bench. So I think that just shows you the tremendous athlete that he was on the field, on the baseball diamond, and the insane power defense that he had was unrivaled. Now, off the field, like you mentioned, Ms. Cooper, he was a just absolutely wonderful person, just cared for people like no other, and really put his best foot forward when it comes to helping out, like you mentioned, those who have special needs, working with the Special Olympics And I think that's just a real testament to his character, to just the man that he was. And I applaud him for all that he did for all of those years in the community, both on the field as well as off the field. So, Mr. Turner, those are my comments on the legend, Mr. Benjamin Williams. I'll give it back to you, sir.
Before I turn it back over to you, Ms. Cooper, the one thing I liked about Mr. Williams and doing my research on him, number one, he went to Ruston High School, but he came to Grambling as a 16-year-old. And he was an all-state catch in the state of Louisiana. But what I liked about him, I'm going to talk about his position, the skill set he had as a catcher at Grambling State. He was fearless, A+. Hard worker, A+. Determination, A+. Receiving as a catcher, A+. Block, A+. Leadership, A+. Completely understood the game, A+, as a catcher. Knew all his pitches, A+. Quick reaction as a catcher, A+. And most of all, the ability to throw runners out. That's what I learned about his career at Grambling, as we just talked about him being 33-1. And then moving on, his achievements, getting drafted in the 1968 draft in the 13th round. And you look at all them great players that him being drafted by the Cincinnati Reds. Think about all the great players that he was part of that draft. Thurman Munson, Bobby Valentine, Bert Hooten, Bill Buckner, Doyle Alexander, and the great Cecil Cooper. But getting back to you, Miss Cooper, as I ended it with Mr. Cecil Cooper, education was not taken lightly by Mr. Williams. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, just listening to, you know, the some of the stats and in the history that he, that Mr. Williams was a part of and that he himself made, it wouldn't have been possible without his approach to his personal education and that of others. You know, like you said, he came to Grambling at 16. If you want to fast forward that now to modern days, can you imagine a person at 16 going to college and not just doing, you know, okay, but excelling and setting records and being a part of winning teams and, you know, understanding that. And he valued his education to the point where he put himself in a position to be able to go to college at 16 and do well. You know, he was recruited not for just one sport, but two. And also, when it comes to the education of others, he saw a need that wasn't really being addressed. He saw an avenue where he could have a great impact and help children have a better start in life by giving them his all. You know, being an educator in special education is no small task or feat at all. You know, our public school system is one that is in dire needs right now, as it was much then as well. But he cared so much about what he did that his students should excel. His students have the same opportunities that he had. And that speaks just volumes to the level of the man that he was and the character that he possessed and how important it was for him to count it out, you know, an opportunity to get ahead.
You know, one thing, when you talk about great people and you look at all the great individuals from a sports standpoint and from a political standpoint, I learned this from my business partner, Ronnie Keebler. You being great, you don't have to really say nothing. It's the people that you shared the field with, the people you shared the workroom with, those are the people that give you your flowers. And I got some quotes today for some of Mr. Williams' most powerful athletes and friends at Grambling State University. I'm going to start with his teammate, Ralph Garr. Mr. Garr said this about Mr. Williams. Two things, special person and very supportive. Then the great coach, Aaron James, former athletic director, basketball great, said, Mr. Ben Williams was one of the most straightforward guys, sincere and very athletic as a player. Then the great coach, Wilbert Ellis, who Mr. Williams was assistant to. These the words by Mr. Ellis, outstanding catcher, great IQ for the baseball. But this is the thing that Mr. Ellis really, when I was taking quotes for him, he told me, he said, Mr. Ben Williams was a Hall of Famer for Christ. Think about that, Ms. Cooper. A Hall of Famer for Christ. And then Mr. Ellis compared him to the great Vince Lombardi. And then he, Mr. Ellis said he loved people. Then I got another quote from one of his teammates that was on that 33-1 Grambling State team in 1967, Mr. Bob Williams, who played first base on that team. And he told me something yesterday. He said, I'm going to tell you about Ben, Mr. Ben Williams. He said, hey, the guy was always active. But this is what I liked about him. Noisy catcher. That means the guy was noisy and all the other teammates loved him. And then finally, Coach David Rusty Ponton ended with this. He said, my thing about Mr. Williams was this. He was consistent and he loved the state of Grambling. He loved Grambling State University. He knew the game. He was very intelligent. One of the most down-to-earth persons you want to meet at Grambling State University. His character, A+, and his integrity, A+. See, that's how you know when you're special, when other people can stand up and say good things about you. Ms. Cooper, let's talk about what is something the youth can learn from Mr. Williams today and take with them and how he loved life.
You know, Mr. Williams was an amazing man to me, and his smile would light up a room and his eyes and his face would beam. And I just think about, you know, I keep going back to the last time I saw him and our conversation and getting to see him in action with young athletes and getting to see his passion that he had for the athletes, because he understood that it was bigger than just himself. He understood that there was a part of him that will always live on through what he left behind for others to understand and learn from. And I think the way he selflessly gave of himself is something that we can all learn from today. Life is short, and you know, we're not promised tomorrow. And Mr. Williams lived each moment and took advantage of every opportunity to pass along words of wisdom, words of encouragement, and to be able to hear those many people that you just shared, and for me to be able to go back into our memories and interactions together and see and have my own witness and testimony to how he was as a man is how you want to live your life. You know, he lived his life and took full advantage of every opportunity to put God first, take care of family, and then to be an example to those coming after him. And you know, he spent a lot of time with the youth because it was important to him. And I believe that, you know, as far as, you know, I can see from the athletes that I saw him interact with, they took to heart the advice. They took to heart the life lessons, because, you know, the sport is great, but there's some life lessons in everything that we do. And that's something that Coach Ellis, you know, imparts as well, is that there's always something to learn that you can take into, you know, life at the same time. And so, you know, wanting to, you know, seeing how he lived his life in that manner is very inspiring. Very inspiring.
Okay. And the final question today, you being a proud Grambling State alum, when you think about Mr. Ben Williams, what comes to your mind is you being proud of what he's done at Grambling State University? Give your final words on Mr. Ben Williams.
You know, he inspires me to have the impact on the community that I'm a part of, that he had and will still have as we look back and learn from our interactions and put into practice the things that he shared with us. You know, I hope to have just as many of a crowd of witnesses to be able to share the great ways and opportunities that people's lives were touched, but also to know that the start of it and the end of it, it's about how you live your life and what happens in between there. And so we want to make sure, you know, I want to make sure that, you know, much like Mr. Williams said, he left it all on the field. I want to do the same thing. And that wasn't just the field of baseball, but it was the field of life as well. And it was the opportunity that he took to make sure that whatever he did with his whole heart. And that is the challenge and the my takeaways and also my charge to fellow alums and to those that are, you know, as we grieve the loss of a great legend, that we also remember that he lived a great life and we are charged to do the same thing and carry on that memory with us.
My final words about Mr. Ben Williams is that, number one, he wore number 56, which was a kind of odd number for a catcher. But what I'm going to take away from him, being 16 years old, going to Grambling State University, being a young man at that age, being young, and in that 33-1 Grambling State team, they had to be special in 1967, and being a two-time All-SWAC player. But just looking at the man, the guy looked like he was full of love and a handsome gentleman. Look at that right there, a handsome gentleman. And just looked like a guy that was very confident in himself. And I will always take that with me. And that's what I learned about Mr. Ben Williams and loving his community. And outside him working with the Special Olympics in 2001 to 2002, being named Teacher of the Year in the state of Louisiana. Mm-hmm. And then going back working at the Special Olympics, do people realize that you're working with kids that have problems and what I call some like health mental issues? That's special, man. That's special. So today here on 100 Yards Football, I want to say thanks to our team, Mr. Logan Landis, for making it happen today. To my man, my business partner, Ronnie Keebler, Brooklyn, New York. To Mr. Bobby Butler, Atlanta Falcons, greatest Florida State. To Mr. Jeremiah Long, thank you on Monday mornings, my brother. To the man with the voice, Mr. Mark Denham. And of course, today, to Mrs. Aisha Cooper for joining us here on 100 Yards Football. So all I can say is from the great man out of Detroit, Michigan, that got that song that says, "They Wait." Hit it, Logan, on the two.
Listen, for those of you that are going through, for those of us that are waiting on his promise, understand God has not forgotten you. When times get tough, you got to lift up your hands and encourage yourself and say,
to Mr. Cooper, and of course, to Mr. Ben Williams,
bless and to his family. Yes. Thank you. Get it.
Get it.